You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
If you've ever dreamed of playing football for England, now's your chance to get involved as the FA search for fresh talent. Joining me now is Liam Drake, Talent Inclusion Lead for Parafootball at the English FA. Liam, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
No, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Well, tell us, what have you got planned for the Parafootball Talent Day on Saturday, October the 18th?
Yeah, well, we run two events each year at St George's Park. So we've got the October the 18th, and we've also got one next year, 1st of April in 2026. These are very much a player's first engagement with the para pathway. So it covers the impairments of partially sighted, deaf, cerebral palsy. And also for our St George's Park events, blind football's included as well. And the idea is just players that may have played in grassroots and they've been played pan disability or impairment specific football previously can come along, show us what they're capable of, and potentially take a first step on the para pathway to maybe one day playing for England. After progressing through the different levels of the pathway we have, but that England Talent Day is the first engagement. Come along, have a go, show us what you're capable of.
And you mentioned the pathway. What happens next following these days? What are some of the next steps for players?
Yeah, so what happens is we've got 17 para talent hubs around the country. So they're run by either county FAs or professional club community departments. So players on an England Talent Day, if they're deemed to have the requisite talent for the next step, will be referred into one of those talent hubs, which hopefully will be relatively local to them. Best players in the talent hubs then get the opportunity to come into our regional program, which operates kind of four or five times a year on a Midlands, North and South regional basis. And then the best players in the regional program go into our national emerging talent program. And then beyond the national emerging talent program, you're talking development level and England senior squads. So there's a kind of a logical step to each process within the pathway. And hopefully players can progress through as and when appropriate for them. And like I say, hopefully one day play for England.
And the Talent Day is open to players aged 7 to 16. Do you need to have played blind football or futsal before taking part in the day?
Not particularly, no. I think any kind of football experience is obviously hugely beneficial. But no, they are purely a first engagement for players in the pathway. So most of the players that come along will have played football in some kind of format or whether that's, in grassroots football or whether it's schools or, pan disability. But it's not something that's essential. And England Talent Day is an opportunity to just find out a little bit more about the pathway. What we do say is, the pathway and playing for England isn't for everyone. And there will be some players that aren't referred into the pathway. But what we always do is we always highlight the power of the word yet. So a player might not be ready for the pathway yet, but that doesn't mean we're going to say it's a no, sorry, you're never going to play for England. It might be more a case of, here's a referral back into your local grassroots pan disability game. Go and continue to play. Go and continue to enjoy the game. Maybe come back in a year's or in 2 years' time to another England Talent Day and see how you've progressed. So we always describe our kind of door into the pathway as a revolving door. So it's never closed. There's always a chance to come back in at a later date, even if it's not quite the right thing for you at the moment.
The Talent Day takes place at the home of English football, St George's Park. Tell us, what are the facilities like there?
I always describe the facilities with two words, and that's world class. I mean, you are coming into the environment that the England men's and women's senior teams train at. We have international teams from all around the world come and use St George's Park. All of our para teams are based here as well. So it truly is the home of English football. But, the players will come in and they'll either be playing on the indoor 3G, which is a massive pitch, which is similar size to sort of Wembley pitch. And then the blind players will be playing on the Tony Larkin pitch, which currently is one of only two bespoke blind football pitches in the country. So it's a real opportunity to come and be inspired by St George's Park and the facilities. The other thing that's worth mentioning around this England Talent Day is, for the last couple of years, we've been working with England Athletics and they come along on the day as well. And so every player that comes along, as well as getting the opportunity to play football, will also get the opportunity to do some athletics activities as well. So it is a bit of almost a dual pathway opportunity. So there are potential the potential to be referred into an athletics pathway or an athletics club as well. So it's not just all about football, although that is our main focus. We do try and give opportunities to young people as well to explore another sport as well.
And how have England's blind and partially sighted senior sides been performing over the past few seasons?
So the partially sighted squad 2023 did really, really well, got to the World Cup final and lost in extra time. So we came second in the world in 2023. They then recently went to the Euros. What was that? Just over around about a year ago, came fifth in Europe. Blind men, blind women haven't had as many tournaments recently, so they played in 2023. Men haven't really had a senior tournament since because they didn't qualify for the Paralympics, unfortunately. Women, again, a little bit of a mixed bag, didn't do great in 2023, but have improved since and played some kind of smaller tournaments. Won a recent Tri-Nations tournament with Sweden and Poland, which was held here at St. George's, and then went off to a tournament in Japan, which again didn't do too well, but performances were quite good. It was just results didn't quite go our way. But the exciting thing for the blind women is that we've been building up to the World Championships in India, which are October. So we actually fly out to India on the 29th of September, and the tournament starts on the 2nd of October. So we've got high hopes for the squad in India, and hopefully we can go and do something special at the World Championships.
Well, how can people find out a bit more about the Talent Day and sign up to take part on Saturday, October the 18th?
So there is plenty of stuff on social media, and ultimately they can email me as well. So liam.drake@thefa.com, and I can send out any information that the players and parents want about the event, and hopefully get lots of people booked in, lots of people attending. And as I say, maybe for some people it'll be that first step on a pathway to potentially international football, in years to come.
Liam Drake, Talent Inclusion Lead for Para Football at the English FA. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.